This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everyone else does it, so why not us? It's now time for the Wide Nine Omaha Four Downs Around the League Blitz.
Thingy. Here we go. Ready?
All right, guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
Think so.
We were just talking about it. Jamie Collins on the trade block. Not a huge name and probably not going to get much in return, if anything at all. But there might be, I would like to say Welby, but you never know with the NFL. But lately, there has been more the last few years. So, guys, predict it right now. The biggest name to be traded coming up next will be Gator. You first.
I'm torn between two guys. I'm going to mention both of them just because I know that neither of them is what Doug is going here. So
okay. But then pick one.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I get this. I get the premise, but I'm torn between the two. I'm torn between Calvin Ridley from the Atlanta Falcons because I was watching Red Zone and there was a pass that, I mean, Matt Ryan's done in Atlanta. He's absolutely done. And there was a pass that Ryan just hurried through it. It was nowhere near Ridley, and Ridley looked back like, what the hell was that? And, you know, wide receivers have the reputation of being divas, whether it's a stereotype or not. I don't know if Calvin Ridley's a diva or not, but I can see him going, I don't want to go through, I'm at the embryonic stages of my career here. I'm really good, and I don't want to be stuck having to, you know, be delayed for greatness for another couple of years. The other one I'm torn on is Dalvin Cook, the running back with the Vikings, because he's really good. And I don't know if he believes what's going on there. I'm going to stick with Ridley, though. I'll go Calvin Ridley.
I think this is one of the best yet toughest questions you've ever asked, Kang. Because every answer I came up with, I could shoot holes in it. But the one I seem to shoot the least amount of holes in it, Jimmy Garoppolo. That team's 2-0, though.
Yeah.
But they put a lot into Trey Lance. If Lance gets better and better, and San Francisco loses a game or two, I can see Garoppolo being the veteran that gets traded, and some quarterback somewhere in a contending team is going to get hurt, and they're not going to want to go with their backup. So I'm going Garoppolo.
If I had to pick a guy, I mean, it's tough. These things are tough to predict, but I'm going to go Michael Thomas. I know he's out for a while, but when he does come back, I know he just signed a huge contract, but it doesn't look like it was going too well when he was during the offseason with the Saints. I think it's just time to move on. He's already said and tweeted out weird, you know, things that are not too complimentary of the organization. So I think he wants out. And I think they want to move on from that contract.
All right.
Football!
All right, guys. Justin Fields will start this Sunday. Andy Dalton's out with an injury. But Coach Nagy came out this week and said as soon as Dalton is healthy, he is the starter again. Just want to put to rest all the, you know, Justin Fields stuff. And he even came out and said it when he didn't have to. He just wanted to, you know, hey, enough. Dalton's the starter when he's healthy. I'm not sure I believe this, guys, but barring injury to Fields, do you think Dalton starts again for the Bears this season?
So the problem is Dalton's timeline is mid to late October. That's a lot of time for Fields to get right. Now, if you watched every snap of the Bears-Bengals game, Justin Fields, he's got some growing to do. He threw two and arguably three good footballs in three quarters of action there. And one was a 5-yard out on a far hash to near sideline. Another was a crossing pattern. There was a deep ball that got a PBU, but we could debate it. And, you know, he ran, but you could tell he's used to having more space, being faster than everybody when he runs the football. He's adjusting to the speed of the NFL game. Additionally, that offensive line there in Chicago means you're going to have to process things quickly. And young quarterbacks tend to process things by taking off running. And he's always had that in his tool belt. it's not as effective at the NFL level. I'm going to predict that Dalton does get a start again, but and Fields might be very good. I'm not sure how steep his learning curve is. We'll find out. And I think he's got a chance to be good, but right away, I mean, the interception he threw was brutal, but and it got Cincinnati game a chance to win the game, but then he also had a nice scramble to get a first down. I'm saying Dalton will start again.
I'm going to agree with Doug on this. It's not because Fields is bad, but Fields is going to have growing pains. And I think it was 6 of 13 for 60 yards last week. There's a ton of potential in Justin Fields, and I love his future. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the future. But if you look at the Bears' schedule coming up, I mean, they're at Cleveland this week. That's not easy. They're home against the Lions, whatever. But then it's Raiders, Packers, Buccaneers, San Francisco. That takes you through October. And then in November, to start off, you're at the Steelers, and you've got the Ravens coming up as well. That's not an easy schedule. And I think that, it's going to be a lot of pressure, burst a pipe, or it's going to make a diamond. We'll see what it does with Justin Fields. My gut tells me, and it's a prodigious gut, that it's going to be Andy Dalton coming back into the starting fold at some point when he gets healthy.
I think the Red Rifle's out of bullets, guys. He's done. It's Justin Fields is definitely going to have growing pains. He's a rookie, so this is going to happen. But in all honesty, when it comes down to it, he's going to have to learn from that. And I think he still gives the team the best chance to win because, like I said, the Red Rifle is done.
Let me put one other point out there that may sway you. We saw it here. If Nagy's on the hot seat, is Nagy going to do what's best for the future of the franchise, or is he going to try to do what's best for his team and what's going to give his team the best chance to win? Is it the veteran, or is it continuing with the growing pains with the rookie quarterback?
Well, I just said it. I think Justin Fields still gives him the best chance to win.
All right.
Another football question.
Urban Meyer said this week, a lot of good players in this league, man. It's like Alabama every week. You know, 0-2 started. It's maybe more difficult than he had imagined. Who knows? Maybe the headaches are coming back, but the simple and short question here is Urban Meyer going to make it with the Jags, Gator? And if he does, how long will this thing last?
Well, what does make it mean? I mean, does it make it mean he makes it past the season? Does it make it mean he takes the team to the playoffs at some point? I guess that would be make it to me, is he's able to get the team to the playoffs, because if you don't, you typically get fired. I believe in Urban Meyer. I think he's too good of a football mind. I think he will adapt. I think he'll have another opportunity to hire coaches in that he wants to bring in. And there's a learning curve with him, because it is a different game than what you saw at the college level. I'm sure he reads and hears everything around him about players talking about it, saying, well, things aren't working there because he's going to treat it like college. He'll adapt and he'll change, and he's got that franchise quarterback to build around. They're a really young team with a bunch of assets in the future. I think he'll turn it around.
I'm going to go no, he's not going to make it. And the reason is because of the division he's in. And I like the Tennessee Titans and their general manager, John Robinson. I like the Indianapolis Colts and their general manager, Chris Ballard. And I think historically they've done decent work. And I expect them over the next few years to be the roadblock. Now, Urban has resources, cap space, and draft picks. But I think it's going to be hard for Jacksonville to pass up those two organizations specifically.
This one was my toughest question to myself. I really liked the hiring. I thought it was definitely worth a shot. Urban Meyer, I think, can make it in the NFL. But one of the reasons why he was so good in college, he had better players than most of the teams he played against. And he just said it. He's playing Alabama every week. These big-name coaches that come from college and then the NFL, the transition, the gap they had in college isn't the same when they go to the NFL. Can we please put the rest? Everyone that calls and texts us all the time, oh, Alabama could beat the Lions or the worst team in the league. They can't. These are men. They're pros. They're way better than the college, even the best college players. There's a reason why Urban Meyer, by the way, is coming out and saying, dude, it's like playing Alabama every week.
He messed up. He should have said it's like playing Ohio State.
Yeah, right? but my lean is going to be no, because generally the big-name coaches from college, like I said, one of the big advantages they have in college, they don't have in the NFL, so I'm going to say he won't make it.
More football questions.
The NFL has had a big emphasis on taunting this year. The rule's always been in place, but this year it's a point of emphasis. They put out videos and everything like that for teams ahead of time, so they knew what they were going to get this year. Obviously, it's a little different when you actually get into regular season play. So far, there have been 10 taunting penalties after 2 weeks. It's early, but what are your thoughts on this so far, guys?
I'm okay with it. I was never one to really taunt an opponent, and now as a person watching the games, my enjoyment of the game isn't increased at all by watching a player taunt an opposing player. It doesn't do anything for me. Additionally, I think it brings some bad blood between the teams that can lead to worse stuff. the players will adjust. Like, this is this happens. Like, when they change rules the first few weeks, there's a lot of flags thrown for it, and then the players adjust. I don't need to taunt an opponent. It just does nothing for me.
I understand why the rule's in place, and it's exactly what you just said, because they don't want to start an all-out war on the field if somebody gets in somebody else's face and the bench is clear. They don't want that. And how do you stop that? I mean, you can't say, well, if you go too far. I would love to be able to say, hey, taunting's fine, but there's a point where you can't go past. But you can't really say that. You have to nip it in the bud. You have to start it and say, there's no taunting at all. So that part I understand. What I don't want this to lead to is to complete anti-celebration at all. And then there's a difference between celebrating with your teammates and taunting somebody. And I hope that the referees and all the officials in the NFL understand that. If a guy wants to celebrate a sack or celebrate an interception or a fumble or a big hit and celebrate with his teammates, nothing wrong with that. Now, if you get in the guy's face and you start woofing, that's the taunt. They better know what the line is.
Yeah, early on, I don't like it because I just brings me back to the NBA when they were trying to... You're giving everyone technicals for making any kind of emotion. And when you're playing sports and you're going all out against the best in the world, you're going to have emotion come into play, and you got to release that emotion somehow. I do like the spirit of the rule, though, but early on, I think they're going a little too far, but maybe it's just a point, you know, hey, just watch yourself and try to, you know, remember it's in place. Respect your opponent.
Well, at least I'm glad the NFL has allowed the players to celebrate more, to get to the end zone after a turnover and, you know, do the stuff in front of the cameras. That stuff's cool. I hope they continue to allow that to happen because it gives them an outlet for that energy.
I have a fever, and the only cure is more football questions.
All right, the 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan revealed this past Wednesday, which was yesterday, it was a quick no from Matt LaFleur and the Packers when he said, you know what, screw it, I got to call and ask about Aaron Rodgers. All this stuff's going with Rodgers, doesn't want to be there, I got a call. He knew it was going to be a quick no, but he made the call anyways. My issue is not with Shanahan. You got to make that call. Like, my issue may be with Matt LaFleur and the Packers. Was it a mistake for the Packers just to say no right away and hang up?
Well, it's not on Matt LaFleur, it's on their GM.
But he's called Matt LaFleur, though.
Right, fair enough, but it's the beef that Rodgers has with the GM that's really brought this to a head. And I don't blame the Packers for saying no, because really what it's kind of done is everybody knows that Aaron Rodgers is available for the taking now if they want to go for him in the offseason. And it seems like that's what's going to happen. And if you're the GM of the Packers, you don't want to do it, but you're going to do it. You already drafted his replacement, and now you're going to have a lineup of teams. I don't know how many teams are going to be looking for a quarterback, 5, 7 teams, whatever it is, and they're going to make their best offer for Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to improve your football team for the future.
I think it was a mistake, and the reason I think it was a mistake is because they're not going to compete for a Super Bowl with that defense. And the Bill Belichick theory is trade a guy a year too early, not a year too late. And Belichick, it was difficult for him to stomach, I'm sure, watching Tom Brady win a Super Bowl last year in Tampa, but they'll get to a better place quicker because they moved on from Tom Brady. I think they had a chance to trade him, get something for him, get probably more for him than they will in the future. Yeah, so I do believe it was a mistake.
I think it was a mistake just because what if they were willing to offer the next, you know, 5 first-round picks? You got to hear what they have to say and just hang up and say no. I think it's a mistake. I understand at that point he was probably on complete damage control and didn't even want to put it out there they were listening offers because they hurt Rodgers' feelings so bad, but... Hey, man, this is a business. Rodgers wanted out anyways. Listen to what the teams have to offer.
And there it is, the Wide 9-4 down Omaha around the league. Blitz thingy. We do it every Thursday, getting set for the NFL weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.